It is your local Miskin Radio. It's Wednesday morning, and if you have kids or grandkids, you'll know that it's the Easter holidays right now. The weather hasn't been fantastic. A lot of rain around. It's going to be a damp end to the week as well. So what are we going to do? Well, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I used to love nothing more than being taken to see a show of some kind. And the Erith Playhouse may have just the thing. Their current production is Wind in the Willows. It's based on the Kenneth Graham book. The show opened yesterday, runs until Saturday, and the director of the show, Nicola Milner, joins me in the studio this morning. And I wonder, Nicola, how is the show going? Your first night was last night, the opening night.
It was fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. The audiences really seemed to love it, and the cast looked like they enjoyed themselves as well, so that's the most important thing.
What made you decide to put on The Wind in the Willows?
Well, as a production board, we were looking at an appropriate Easter show which was suitable for the whole family. And when it was mentioned, Wind in the Willows, it sort of struck a chord with me because I'd actually been in the production quite a few years ago, I think when I was about 12 or 13, as a child, and I've got strong images of being a rabbit and having my face painted white, and it was really exciting for me. So actually then being given the opportunity to recreate that myself as a director was quite exciting. So it was something that I thought, yes, let's do it, let's go for it.
So you've been involved in the Playhouse for quite some time then?
Quite a few years. I actually did my first production when I was 10 years old. I was a dwarf in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and I had quite a few opportunities as a child, and then as I turned 16 I've become sort quite heavily involved in different productions every year since then.
You're directing this production. Is that something you've done before?
It's not. No, this is my first time, and it's quite a big thing to take on as a first director. Experience. We have an incredibly large cast and working with children as well, so it's been quite a challenge, but fortunately I've had a really supportive team behind me and a brilliant backstage team and a really well committed cast who've worked so hard, so that's been really helpful for me.
I mentioned that this production is fantastic for kids. It's instantly I saw it and I'm thinking of my daughter joining us in the studio today, busy colouring at the moment.
Yes, but
I think she would love this production. She'd love the story. We've read abridged versions of the books. But I guess it's not just a story for kids, is it?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, so many adults of all ages have strong memories of, you know, the story of Wind in the Willows. And it's had many different variations over the years. So I think it's something that's, you know, really, really appropriate for all ages. And I know from last night, we had some quite young children who came out afterwards really enjoying themselves with beaming smiles, you know, all the way up, you know, to sort of older generations who seem to really enjoy it as well, which was lovely.
It's certainly been a while since I read the book Wind in the Willows. What is the basics of the story?
Well, the main story is about the wonderful Mr. Toad, who gets into a few different crazes during his time. He becomes quite obsessed with motorbikes and bicycles. And in this version, he gets a new caravan, and he's very excited about that. But then his crazes turn a little bit more serious, and he turns into a car. And that can get him into a little bit of trouble as well. And our story tells, you know, the adventures of all of that. And there's some baddies in the booing from the Chief Weasel and his gang. And Toad goes to court and gets himself in lots of trouble. But fortunately, Badger and Ratty and Molly are there to save the day in the end.
There's almost a little message of good and bad in there then.
Absolutely. I mean, Toad is a wonderful character, and he's played absolutely perfectly by Tom Hopkins. He's such a cheeky character, but he has such a good heart, and he does love his friends, but he just needs to be kept onto the right track because his crazies take the better of him, and sometimes he gets a bit carried away with them.
Is it a big cast for this production?
It is quite large. It's actually a total of 31 in the cast, and that includes 9 children as well, aging from 8 to 15. So it's been quite busy during rehearsals, but fortunately we've done well managing to get everybody to be available during rehearsal time, so that's been quite lucky as well.
How do you recruit and choose members of the cast?
Well, we have readings for our productions twice a year. And when something's interesting for people, they'll come along and they'll express an interest and then have a sort of an audition, or we call it readings. And then it's down to the director to choose, you know, who's most appropriate for it. There's so many talented people around at the theatre. And I knew that from the start that I did want to have quite a large cast to be able to build up the scene and to make the show come alive. And I think I've done that, even though it's quite a squash on the stage sometimes. But the cast have been really flexible and done very well with that.
I remember going to see the pantomime. You were, of course, in the pantomime.
Yes, Princess Annabelle,
you
yes.
You were Princess Annabelle in the pantomime. Is it a little bit strange going from being on the stage to now being off the stage directing others?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was quite strange at first because you've got all these visualizations of you know, what you've got in mind, and sometimes trying to express yourself and explain that to people can be quite difficult. And because you're used to being on the stage yourself, you expect people to know what's in your head and what you actually mean. So that was something that I had to get around, and hopefully, you know, eventually I did manage to get there. But it's very different to being on the stage and losing that control as well, because obviously watching on the first night, it's the excitement, but there's nothing I could do. I can just watch and sit back and enjoy it. And I really did enjoy watching it last night.
So all in the run-up, I guess, you are trying to convey your vision of what you're trying to achieve in terms of the acting, the sets, the lighting, the sound. But now you've done your part. Everyone knows what they should be doing. And you just get to watch and hope, do you?
Yes, pretty much. And there's sometimes the odd gasp if something goes wrong, but the cast are so professional and you know, they can cover up any minor little mistakes, and it's only me that might notice them. And to the audience, they're just sitting there enjoying themselves and laughing. And that's the thing that's lovely, when you're surrounded by people who have never seen it before, and it sort of takes you back, and you can then start to see it the same way and notice things that you've never noticed before, and characterisations that are coming up from people, which, you know, where you've been focusing on the main action during the rehearsal process, you suddenly pick up on these small things which really add to it.
Is there music in the production as well?
Yes, there is as well. There's quite a few numbers involved in the production, and the cast have done so well to keep up with them and to be learning all of these words. Unfortunately, we've got an absolutely amazing sound guy called Steve Nash, and he's worked so hard to produce all of the tracks for us and had them all ready for the rehearsal so we can be practicing them. So there's lots of singing, lots of dancing, and some really big chorus numbers as well, which has been really, really lots of fun for everybody to get involved in.
With choreography as well?
Yes. I've done most of it myself. And then one of the numbers has been choreographed by Lucy Lana and Hannah Denyer. And everybody's just worked really hard together to make sure that everybody knows what they're doing and to support each other when needed.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the set, because we're mentioning the courthouse, there's the motor car, there's, I guess, Toad Hall, there's the river. How on earth do you cram all of that into the set? What have you created?
Well, when we initially discussed it, I was discussing with the stage manager, Emma Hopkins, and I had an idea in my head, and she's done an amazing job to just kind of portray that and bring it to life. And I wanted quite a simple set, because I knew there'd be so many people involved in the production. But we've managed to create a river scene, a molehill. We've got a car that comes on, a caravan that comes on. The stage is transformed into a courthouse, into a dungeon, into Toad Hall, but with such minimal changes, but with the lighting as well and the sound, and everything's just come together to absolutely perfectly for me.
It sounds good. Now, I always like to put everyone that comes in slightly on the spot. And I have a question for you, which is, if you could sum up almost in a sentence or at least a paragraph, why should I come and see this production?
Oh, that's a tough one. OK, so you should come and see this production because it's fun, and that's sometimes what we need in our lives. Lots of fun, and come along for some enjoyment and a good laugh. Boo the baddies, cheer the goodies. And it's just a wonderful production, and everybody's worked so hard, and they really deserve to have a big full audience watching them.
I'd say so. You opened last night, you're running until Saturday.
Yes.
And It's evening performances at the moment, but then you're running matinees. What are the times?
That's right. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is 7:45 p.m. and it finishes at 5 to 10. So it's not too late if there are any little ones coming. And then on Friday, the 3rd, we've got a performance at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. And then Saturday, the 4th, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. as well. So that's nice to have the matinees, which are welcoming for all of the family.
There's still tickets available?
That's correct. There are tickets, plenty of tickets available. You can guarantee your tickets by calling in the box office, which is 01322 350 345. And you can also turn up on the night and there should be tickets available. But I would recommend booking just in advance.
I know for the pantomime, I wanted to come and see the pantomime and those weekend performances, especially the earlier ones, which are great for the kids. They were selling out really quickly. So I would say, from my personal experience, if you have kids that you want to take to those early performances, book a ticket.
Yes, absolutely.
Nicolette, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's
studio.
Been lovely.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope the rest of the run is an absolutely fantastic success.
Thank you.
And do please keep us posted with how it goes and what's next for you.
Yes, I will do. Brilliant.
Fantastic. Nicola Milner, the director of Wind in the Willows at the Erith Playhouse. And that box office number again, 01322 350 345. Or you can go to playhouse.org.uk.